When first reporting on Michael J. Fox's Parkinson's disease, one news lady announced that everyone's thoughts are with Michael. Well, I'm by no means happy that he's sick, and he happens to be one of the few celebrities I genuinely like. But to be perfectly honest with you, for most of the day, my thoughts were definitely not with Michael. I wish him well, and I admire the way he copes, but at any given moment, my thoughts are probably on pussy. The satellite service I get has this great channel, Explicit TV. It's not nearly as limited in content as the standard channels you see. Here are a few excerpts from their program guide. Daytime drama. Harper Darrow and Mary Jane Crutch Jockey star in the continuing story of hardship, sorrow, fear, pain, disillusionment, guilt, and suicide in a blue-collar family living in a run-down neighborhood. Don't miss the acclaimed daytime drama, Fuck This Shit. In tomorrow's episode, Velma is given a cesarean section by Nick and Artie, two neighbors who are handy with tools, only to discover she wasn't really pregnant. Partial nudity, heavy drinking, spousal abuse, despair, home improvement tips. A public service program. Every evening at 7:30, citizens and consumers get a chance to sound off and air their complaints. Don't miss Blow It Out Your Ass with Consumer Ombudsman Susan Dorkalot. If you have a complaint to register, be sure you call in, talk to Susan, explain your grievances and complaints, and then listen carefully as she bellows, Blow It Out Your Ass! Con games, larceny, gullibility, anger, hostility. Financial news. Every evening at 6 o'clock, catch the Wall Street buzz on Money Talks, Shit Walks. Tonight, Ron Insana interviews Windfall Profits III, one more worthless cocksucker who makes his living on Wall Street. Don't be left behind in the fast-changing world of business and finance. Keep up to date by watching Money Talks, Shit Walks, brought to you by Pennington Cramore, Wall Street scumbag since 1869. Greed, envy, arrogance, predatory males. Old-time comedy favorites. Comedy rules the house on Wednesday night with four of your all-time favorites in a row. First, on Mork and Mindy, Mork is caught performing cunnilingus on a gumball machine. The fun begins and the gumballs fly when Mindy tries to work Mork's tongue loose, gets sexually aroused, and has her first quintuple orgasm. Gum-chewing, moaning, Lord's name taken in vain. Then, on All in the Family, Archie Bunker kills a nigger, blames it on a spick and two chinks, and hires a Yid lawyer to bribe the judge. Don't miss the laughs as two guineas beat the shit out of Archie just for the fun of it. Meanwhile, police arrest Michael for pimping out Gloria to Louise Jefferson for a mixed-race dyke gangbang in the back of George's dry cleaners. Racism, bigotry, vaginal bruising. After that, on I Love Lucy, Ricky pays Ethel $20 for a quick hand job in the broom closet, but things really get hilarious when Fred is caught placing a kosher knockwurst in Lucy's asshole. Things get worse when Ricky's nightclub show is canceled as 12 members of the band come down with anal warts and have to play standing up. Nudity, sex, sphincter jokes, bogus Latin music. Our quartet of madcap sitcoms continues with Leave It to Beaver, as Beaver and Wally fall out of a maple tree while masturbating each other. Imagine everyone's surprise when they land smack on top of a flustered June Cleaver who is giving Eddie Haskell a blowjob under the tree. Pee-pee jokes. Frontier Nostalgia. Next week, back-to-back on Nostalgia Theater, you'll see two of America's favorite episodes of Little House on the Prairie. First, the 1975 Christmas show, A Douchebag for Clara. Little Clara comes of age and asks Santa for her own douchebag. At first it looks like a disaster when, out of inexperience, she sticks it in the wrong hole. But Luke, the disturbed neighbor boy, saves the day when he distracts everyone by removing his dog's vital organs with a stick. Clara later learns to douche properly after several long sessions with old Doc Flathammer. Then you'll see just about everyone's favorite Little House on the Prairie, the hilarious Missy Takes a Dump in the Woods, as our young heroine answers nature's call while wearing high heels and a long dress. Watch her as she tries to maneuver through bramble bushes and poison sumac. Then, too late, she finds out there's no toilet paper and has to wipe herself with several pine cones. The fun and the screaming begins when she unknowingly pulls the cones in the wrong direction.